Unit 11, Part 1, On the Phone.
Mitsu Corporation, can I help you?
Could I speak to Mr. Blake on extension 234, please?
Good morning, Mr. Blake's office. Can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to Mr. Blake, please?
Who's calling, please?
Eduardo Fano from Prompt PLC.
Thank you. I'll just put you through. I'm afraid he's on another line at the moment. Would you like to hold?
Yes, fine.
This is Jim Blake speaking.
Hello, Jim. It's Eduardo here from Prompt PLC.
Hello. Nice to hear from you. How are things going? How's the family?
Everyone's fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, yes. Not too bad. Things are a bit difficult at work. We're all under a lot of pressure. There aren't enough hours in the day, frankly.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to my holidays. Oh, by the way, talking of holidays, I met Jean Rose the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes. She looked very well. She asked after you.
Oh, that's nice. Is Robert still working for Russell?
I didn't ask.
I must call them sometime. Anyway, you called yesterday, so I'm returning your call.
Did I? Oh, yes. It's about the meeting we had fixed for next Wednesday. I can't make it, I'm afraid. I'll be in Edinburgh. Urgent business.
Oh, well, how about Friday instead?
Sorry. I'm tied up all day then. Would the following Wednesday be all right?
That's fine by me. See you on Wednesday, same time, same place. Give my regards to Linda and the girls.
I will. Same to Sandra.
B.
Good morning, Melkit PLC. Can I help you?
Good morning. Can I speak to John Smith on extension 283?
I'm sorry. I'm getting no answer from that extension number. Would you like to hold?
Yes, please.
John Smith speaking.
Hello. This is Katie Harrison from Byron Limited.
Oh, hello. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Very busy, of course.
How can I help you?
I'm afraid I can't make our meeting on Tuesday. I'm tied up that day.
Oh, I see. So you want the meeting on another day?
Yes, please. Would Thursday at 2 be all right?
Let me look in my diary. Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Okay, bye. I'll look forward to seeing you later.
Part 2. Checking Figures. Conversation 1.
Good morning, Euroceramics.
Hello, good morning. Is Maria Perez there, please?
I'm sorry, she's away on a conference at present. Can I help?
Is there anyone there who's handling her work while she's away?
Yes, I am for the moment.
Ah, hello. This is Robert Burton, purchasing manager at Cranfield Interiors. Who am I speaking to, please?
My name's Anne Garvey.
Ah, yes, Ms. Garvey. I'm ringing about an order we placed recently for floor tiles, and I'd like to check progress.
What was the order number, please?
It's order number IJ618/392.
IJ618/312.
392.
392. Right. And that was for floor tiles?
It was for floor tiles. Terracotta floor tiles. I ordered 1,500 boxes on, the 13th of August.
Right, and how can I help you?
Well, they were due for delivery on the 30th of August, and they've not arrived.
Oh, I see.
We need them urgently, and I'd be grateful for a report on where they are.
Right, well, perhaps I could check that information then. It was terracotta floor tiles, 1,500 boxes.
That's right.
And the size of the tiles was 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters?
Yes.
20 by 20. I can't find the order here, I'm afraid. What was the total cost?
They're normally £35.85 a box, but with the usual 8% discount, the total cost was £49,473.
Sorry?
£49,473.
£49,473.
Correct.
And that included an 8% discount?
Yes, that's right.
Right, okay, and just the order number again. It was IJ618/392?
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry about the delay. What I'll do is, I'll have to pass this information on to Ms. Perez and ask her to get back to you as soon as she can.
Okay. Very grateful if you could do so. Many thanks.
Could I take your name again, please?
Yes. My name is Burton. Robert Burton. That's B-U-R-T-O-N.
B-U-R-T-O-N. And your phone number?
0161-355-6801.
Well, thank you for calling, Mr. Burton. We'll do our best to sort out the problem.
Thank you, Ms. Garvey. I look forward to hearing from you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, EuroCeramics.
Good afternoon. Is Maria Perez there, please?
I'm afraid she's away at the moment. Can I help?
Yes. This is James Rogerson from New York Interior Design. We have an order in place with her, and I'm thinking of increasing the quantity ordered.
Right. Your order was...
Order number 927/XG/12.
927/XG/12. Right. And the order was for what?
For terracotta floor tiles.
Okay, I've got it. The order was for 330 boxes. Is that correct?
It is. I'd like to increase the order by 20%.
20% increase. So that's 390 boxes.
No, it's 396 boxes.
Sorry, 396. That's excellent. I'll pass that on to Miss Perez.
Before you go, clearly this is a larger order now. The original cost per box was $108, and she allowed us a discount of 12%. The total cost was $31,363. Now that the order is for 396 boxes, can we increase the discount? I'd be prepared to discuss the details with Ms. Perez, and I'd be grateful if she could give me a call back.
So you'd like to talk to Ms. Perez with a view to renegotiating the discount on the large order?
That's it exactly.
Well, I'll pass that information on to her. As I said, she is away at the moment at a conference, but I'll try and get in touch with her. How urgent is this?
Well, if she could give me a call back within 48 hours, it would be appreciated.
Fine. And your name again is?
My name is Rogerson. James Rogerson.
Is that R-O-G-E-R-S-O-N?
That's right.
Could you give me your phone number?
212-986-8652.
Well, thank you for calling us, Mr. Rogerson, and I'll pass on your message to Ms. Perez.
Many thanks indeed.
Part 3. Checking details. Telephone conversation 1. John Spey, Administration Department.
Oh, good morning. This is Satoshi Takahashi. I wonder if you could help me. I'd like to check some details on the conference, the sales conference in Chicago for September.
Yes. What can I tell you?
Well, the dates I have are the 18th to the 21st of September. Is that correct?
Let me check. No, I'm afraid the dates have been changed. It's now the 15th to the 18th of September.
So the conference starts on the 15th and goes on till the 18th.
That's correct.
Right. Now the venue is this year is the Chicago Hilton. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
What about accommodation? Will it be possible for us to stay at the Chicago Hilton?
I'm afraid there aren't any rooms left at the Hilton, but we have made arrangements with the Waikiki, which is very...
Sorry, could you speak a little more slowly?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that I'm afraid we don't have any rooms left at the Hilton.
So, in other words, we'll be at a different hotel.
That's right, the Waikiki, which is very near.
Could you spell that?
W-A-I-K-I-K-I.
Okay. Now, is there a final registration date for the conference?
Yes. We need final registrations by the 20th of August.
Could you say that again? The what of August?
The 20th.
The 20th of August, right. And what about the program? Is anything organized?
Not yet. We'll be sending details by post in August.
That's great. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Goodbye.
Yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Telephone conversation 2.
Hello, Satoshi Takahashi.
Hello, Mr. Takahashi. This is Paul Wilcox from London.
Ah, yes, hello. What can I do for you?
I'm ringing about my travel arrangements for the visit. There's been a bit of a change. I was coming on Tuesday, the 26th, but I've had to postpone it. I'm now coming on Thursday of the same week. I'll be arriving on flight BA-117. It gets in at about 8 a.m.
Sorry, just a moment while I get a pen. Right. Can you go over that again?
Okay. I was originally going to arrive on Tuesday, the 26th, but I've had to change to the Thursday of the same week.
So, in other words, you'll arrive 2 days later on the 28th.
Yes, that's correct. I'll be on flight BA-117 and I arrive at...
Sorry, I'm afraid I didn't catch that.
I'll be on flight BA-117.
BA-117, and what time do you arrive?
8 in the morning.
So, you'll be arriving at 8 a.m. on Thursday the 28th on flight BA-117.
That's right.
Good. I'll be there to meet you.
Thank you very much. And I'm very sorry for the inconvenience.
No problem. Don't even think about it. I'll see you on the 28th.
See you on the 28th. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Part 4. A presentation on computer conferencing.
And as you know, that was fine for its first time, but as new problems came up, we began to need new solutions. Our company became interested in computer conferencing because of difficulties we had encountered with communication between head office and our various branches in the rest of Europe. Computer conferencing seemed an ideal way to share expertise and information with the organization. We had the hardware necessary and staff who were comfortable using computers. The system was initially set up for a trial period of 1 year, funded partly through a grant from the European Union and partly by ourselves. It involved a team of people working in Britain, Spain, France, Italy, and Southern Ireland. I don't want to spend too long on the introduction, as I think it will become more interesting when you see the actual program and try it out yourselves. So, before I move on, has anybody any questions? Yes?
Could you tell me exactly how much it all cost?
Yes, the cost was £50,000, but this, as I said before, was partly funded by a European funding agency. Yes?
Do you know how much productivity increased by?
Well, that's a difficult question, of course. We can say that there was increased motivation and interest, certainly. Productivity rose by 8%, but that is a small number of people in a special situation for just 12 months. Yes?
Is it possible to say how many people were involved?
Well, one team in each branch, London, Paris, Dublin, Rome, and Madrid, so about 30 people in all. Yes?
Can you tell me if there were any disadvantages?
Well, as you know, with any new system, there will always be some problems. I suppose the major thing was the time it took people to be comfortable with the system. It was at least 3 months before most people were happy with it. And these are bright, flexible people who are very computer literate. I think it has to be seen as a long-term investment. Shall we go through now to have a look at...
Part 5. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
1. In Australia, when motorists overtake, they are legally required to leave at least a meter between their car and a cyclist, but many of them are unaware of this requirement.
2. There are a couple of options, and we are doing more testing before deciding which way we can go.
3. Last year, homes with internet access increased by a massive 49%. Updated figures released by the Statistics Bureau last week revealed 1.3 million households now have internet access.
4. The Internet is viewed as the information superhighway, but it can also be the misinformation superhighway, warns a psychologist.
5. This moderate reform would break an unfair monopoly, create a new growth business, and benefit consumers as well.
2. Passage translation.
1. I want to slap a penalty of $1,000 on any of my subordinates who say the life insurance industry is now in a critical phase, said the president of a Japanese life insurance company. Everybody knows that the industry is going through hard times. What we need to do is ask ourselves what we should do about it. That is the question every one of our people needs to answer clearly. Working for our company is easy. The way we do business is relaxed, with little sense of tension among 9,400 employees, who are talented but not excessively so. I want to expand our workers' job awareness.
2. A man and two children in his car barely escaped being hit by a train after the man drove a car along railway tracks. Police charged the man, who was an unlicensed driver and under the influence of alcohol when he drove, onto the railway tracks at Bridge Street at 12:20 p.m. on Saturday. A passing motorist alerted the police. Police arrived on the scene moments before a train narrowly missed the car, with the two young children still asleep on the back seat. A police spokesman said the man had a blood alcohol reading of 10.